If you're following along in the training guide, please turn to Chapter 4. Module 4 and Module 5 of this e-learning course are closely related. In Module 4, it'll be more theoretically based and we'll discuss some of the theory behind traffic signal timing. Module 5 will be more practical based and it will discuss some of the practical timing inputs within traffic signal controllers. First, let's talk about local intersection timing from a theoretical standpoint. Signal timing theory indicates that signals play a critical role in the safe and efficient movement of vehicles and pedestrians at intersections. Some of the guiding theoretical principles behind signal timing are, number one, to minimize the number of phases used. Each additional phase will increase the amount of lost time due to the starting delays and clearance intervals. Second, short cycles typically tend to have the best overall performance in terms of providing the lowest overall delay, provided the capacity of the cycle to pass vehicles is not exceeded. The cycle length, however, must allow adequate time for vehicular and pedestrian movements. Longer cycles are used during peak periods to provide more green time for the major street to permit larger platoons in the peak direction and or to reduce the number of starting delays.